This podcast contains explicit language. If you've got kids around, headphones might be a good idea.
Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. I'm Shauna.
And I'm Laura.
And we're friends and writing partners who happen to be pregnant at the exact same time. So we started a podcast about it.
This week, we've got our weekly check-ins, and we've got a special segment, What I Googled This Week, where you get to find out some intimate details of Shauna's life. And then we have our weekly hits and misses, our BFPs and BFNs.
Just a heads up, we were still figuring out all the technical details when we recorded these segments, so you may notice that in the audio, but we promise it only gets better, especially once we hit our stride in episode 5. Let's get to it, Laura.
Let's do it. This is episode 1. So since this is episode 1, we thought it would probably be a good idea to start with some intros. Shauna?
Yes?
Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Shauna. I am 39 years old. Ooh. I'm about to turn 40.
Yay.
And I am pregnant. I'm what they call, a geriatric?
Geriatric.
A geriatric mother. I do have one child already. She's about 2.5 years old. So this is my second pregnancy. And I live in Los Angeles. And I'm a writer. What about you, Laura?
I am also a geriatric pregnancy. I think I just barely qualify. I just turned 36.
Is it 35?
I think it's 35. Yeah. So I guess I'm a year into my geriatric pregnant window. And I am 36, just turned 36. I live in Los Angeles. I'm a writer. I'm a web developer. I'm also a semi-professional knitter. Or I guess I'm a professional knitter, just sometimes. Part-time professional knitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fiber artist, if you want to be pretentious about things.
Fancy.
And we met in graduate school.
Yes, we've known each other for 14, 15 years now?
It's going on 15.
I'm not even sure, yeah.
We met in 2004.
Okay.
Now it's 2018,
wow.
So. Yeah, we've known each other a long time.
Yeah.
You were my first friend in grad school.
Yay, same.
Yeah. Same. And we became writing partners officially about 2 years ago?
Less than 2 years ago.
I remember your daughter was, like, little, mm-hmm. when we finally decided to team up.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think was a great decision.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been doing well. But part of the reason we wanted to start a podcast was because our writing had slowed down a little bit. Right? Would you say that?
Yeah. I don't know if I want to admit that.
Well, I think both of us were... We were both trying to get pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and then we both got pregnant, mm-hmm. about 4 weeks apart.
Yeah.
And then we were super fucking tired.
And sick.
And sick. And then both feeling guilty about not getting stuff done for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a podcast to talk about all the ways pregnancy affects your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not being able to get any shit done.
That's right.
We'll be talking a lot more about our backgrounds as the weeks progress. We're going to check in every week of our pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do our segment that we were just calling a weekly check-in because we didn't come up with a weekly checkup.
Check-in.
Check-in.
Checkup reminds me of going to the doctor, which
I know, that's why I suggested it, but
maybe. Oh. I'm just so tired of going to the doctor.
I know. So weekly check-in.
Yeah, weekly check-in.
Where we talk about what's going on with our pregnancies this week. So, Shauna, you want to...
Yes. So, I'm 12 weeks pregnant. So, I'm still in the first trimester.
Barely. You're almost out.
I'm almost out. Definitely still feeling nauseous all day, every day. Morning sickness is a misnomer for sure. But the big thing that happened this week is I got the results of my NIPT test.
Which NIPT?
You know what that is, right? It's the
non-invasive... Yeah, I thought it was the NIPT.
Possibly.
NIPT.
NIPT.
There's no Y at the end of that.
But it's the letter T. Yep. And it's cuter to say NIPT.
Yeah, but NIP are also, it's an acronym.
Yeah, but NIPT's cute.
Okay.
Anyway, that's what my doctor called it. So anyways.
I'm being super nitpicky.
Yes, you are.
On this one.
So non-invasive pregnancy test. It's where they draw your blood and they can see your child's DNA, which was released from the placenta into your blood. It's an amazing technological advancement that they can do this. It's incredible. They check the chromosomes to check for major chromosomal abnormalities, mm-hmm. and it came back clear.
Yay!
I was very about that. And it also can check the gender of the baby, which we're having a girl.
Yay!
Which I'm excited about. I already have one girl, so now I'm going to have sisters.
You make really cute girls.
Thanks. Well, girl, we did singular. It once. Yeah, you did. We'll see if we can do it again.
She is so cute. So yeah. I'm excited about your little girl.
Thank you. So yeah, that's my week. It was pretty good. Yeah. How about you?
So I am at 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I went and the big thing this week was I went and got another ultrasound. So I had my first ultrasound at 6 weeks. And they said it was 6 weeks, 0 days, and I heard the heartbeat, which was great.
Yay.
You know, and he said, oh, if you had, he being my doctor, who's awesome, love the man, he said that if I had come in a day earlier, we probably wouldn't have heard the heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And that tracked right on what I thought. I'm not, like, one of these people who accidentally got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of data collection in my life. I love data collection, so I was pretty sure I knew exactly the day that I ovulated, and my first ultrasound, it lined up. So I was like, solid data. Data is good. Data works. But then this week, I went in for my second ultrasound, and I was supposed to be 8 weeks, 0 days. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I measured 8 weeks, 3 days.
Ooh.
So I gained 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Well, I mean, it could mean anything. Like, I personally think that it's not that accurate. You know, you're measuring something the size of, like, what, a pecan, I think is what my app said.
Probably at that point, yeah.
So, you know, there's margins of error, right? On top of that, the point is there's two things. One is maybe I'm not 8 weeks, 3 days. Maybe I was 8 weeks, 0 days, but it just measured 8 weeks, 3 days for whatever reason.
That would mean the baby was just growing bigger. Yeah that and happened, like, to me too, but later on.
And we're also talking, like, we're probably talking millimeters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the other thing, which could be just as likely, or maybe more likely, is that I ovulated 3 days earlier than I expected, which still is supported by the data, because it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
We did the deed that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And my good friend Sarah actually had given me some of those clear blue ovulation kits, the like really expensive ones. She had them left over because they worked so well for her. Mm-hmm. She got pregnant the first cycle using them, so she gave them to me.
Nice.
And I think that might be the only reason I am currently pregnant, because it told me to start 3 days earlier than I expected. So here we are.
Sounds like a good product.
And I have to say, my favorite thing about that was I found out I was 3 days closer to being out of the first trimester, which cannot come soon enough, as far as I'm concerned.
Good point.
I need this nausea to be gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
Ugh.
It really is the worst.
It's horrible. It's no fun.
And I alternate between feeling sorry for myself and then feeling like such an asshole, because it's really not that bad, like, in the grand scheme of things. I don't have it nearly as bad as even some of my friends. Like, I've never actually vomited.
Right.
But I feel like I'm going to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Which is unpleasant. And tired.
It's not pleasant.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm trying to be grateful for the little things. So, anyway, that's my weekly check-in.
All right. Our next segment is called What I Googled This Week.
Oh, my God.
If you have been pregnant, you know how much you are just attached to your phone Googling shit, the craziest stuff about what's going on with your body. That's me, at least.
No, this is going to be horrifying and embarrassing, but I'm
totally
all for it.
Oh, my God. Who wants to go first?
Oh, my God. I guess I'll go first. Get it out of the way.
Okay.
Okay, maybe this isn't that bad. I Googled.
Okay.
I Googled a lot. Uh-huh. So, actually, this is the cream of the crop, but there was a lot more. But a recent one was best anti-chafe boy shorts with a question mark, because the question mark really made the Google search more effective.
Yeah. So why are you looking for anti-chafe boy shorts? Are you having chafing problems as a pregnant woman?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I've always been, what, as they say, curvy.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've always been just above a normal BMI, and I'm fine with it. Like, I literally, this year, decided that I'm calling a truce with my body. Like, I'm not ever going to try to, like, lose weight to look better. If I want to feel better, I can lose weight, mm-hmm. but I'm calling a truce with hating my body. I feel like I've waffled between lots of body acceptance and being far from body acceptance in the past, and I'm finally just being okay with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to take that into pregnancy. And part of that is that I've had terrible nausea. I don't even want to call it morning sickness because it's like all fucking day.
Mm-hmm. All day sickness.
All day sickness. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people who can't eat anything. They have food aversions. I'm the opposite. I want to eat everything. Like, the only thing that makes me feel better is having food in my mouth. Mm-hmm. So I've gained, way more weight than, like, you're definitely not supposed to. I think I've gained, like, 8 pounds. I'm 8 weeks pregnant. Uh-huh. I've gained, like, 8 pounds.
What do they say? Everyone says online, like, oh, your first trimester, you're supposed to gain 5 pounds. Like, yeah, isn't that, kind of the standard or, like...
Yeah, and they're like, some people might lose weight.
Oh, God.
So, anyway, the point is that I've always been on the verge of the thigh rub. I have. And you know, when I've been on the heavier side... It's been there, but I've always just been on the verge where I don't need to worry too much about chafing when mm-hmm. I wear a dress. But I've crossed that threshold, I think, and it's only going to get more pronounced.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that usually I'll wear jeans, so mm-hmm. it kind of like, you have a barrier there. Mm-hmm. But I'm also embracing the, like, flowy cotton dress.
Oh, it's so cool.
Like, basically wearing pajamas all day. Mm-hmm. I work from home, so I can do that.
Nice.
So yeah, so I need some anti-chafing. Listeners, if you have suggestions of your favorite anti-chafing boy shorts, or if maybe they're not boy shorts, maybe it's something else, I am all ears. Send me your suggestions. I ordered some, I think, some jockey ones that I think the Bustle had recommended off Amazon.
You'll have to report back on how they prevent the chafe.
I will. Amazon Prime should have them by the end of the week.
Woohoo!
So.
I'm curious. I probably would like them, yes. too.
So what about you? What did you Google this week, Shauna?
I Googled 12 weeks pregnant, nipples hurt so bad. What?
I was going to suggest you read it again because I feel like I laughed over it. But I think the audience got it. 12 week pregnancy, nipples hurt so bad. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at that. That can't be pleasant.
It's not. How it's bad a crazy did it hurt? Symptom. I forgot about it from the last time, the first time I was pregnant. Especially when anything is cold. Like, if it's cold outside or, like, cold AC or, like, I went swimming with my daughter the other day and, like, you get out of the pool and the wind is blowing. It's like, as I found on many of the forums people are talking about, feel like shards of glass. Yeah, I don't know. They're just super duper sensitive and it's a really, really annoying symptom that I don't have otherwise in life. And the first time I had it, I was really worried that it would make breastfeeding really hard. Like, oh my God, am I going to be like this forever? And that's a lot of women's fear. But for me, at least it went away by that point. So it wasn't a problem. It's just a weird, like, first trimester symptom.
That's so interesting. It just goes to show that everyone's different too, because that is not a problem. Thank God. Uh-huh. I mean, it's not a problem I'm having.
Good. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having a problem with my boobs being gigantic.
Yeah, mine are getting gigantic too. It's really annoying. I need to get new bras already.
Yeah, me too. We should talk about that on another podcast.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm sorry about your nipples. Did you find anything on Google? Did it help?
Oh, no, just forum. People are, you know, half the shit you find when you Google stuff about pregnancy is, like, forums. So it's like, so a lot of it wasn't very helpful. It's like, put lotion on your nipples and that doesn't really do anything. But someone was like, put a heating pad on your chest. And I'm like, I will give that a try. So, yeah, at night before bed, I've just been, like, clutching a heating pad to my bosom. And I feel better.
Oh, hey, whatever works, right?
Whatever works.
So, our next segment is another weekly segment that we're going to have every week, because there's so much to talk about. It's BFPs and BFNs.
If you've spent any time on the pregnancy forums, you know that BFP stands for
big fucking. Oh, I thought it was big fat.
I always thought it was fucking. Oh. It could be either. Let's say fat.
Okay, yeah.
Big fat positive, meaning you tested positive on your pregnancy test. Mm-hmm. And BFN means...
big fucking negative. No, big, big fat negative, which means you didn't have a positive pregnancy test this time.
And yes.
They are the lifeblood of BabyCenter.com.
Mm-hmm.
BFPs and BFNs run those forums. So, in a nod to these, we wanted to do our own BFPs and BFNs, where every week we pick a positive and a negative, or a positive and a positive, or a negative and a negative, of what is on our minds this week regarding our pregnancies and our lives. So, Shauna, what do you have this week? Do you have a big fat positive or a big fat negative?
I have a big fat negative this week,
which
is my dog's paws.
Ooh.
I know.
Oh.
I have two cute little dogs, and they're really sweet and fuzzy, but they... I can't handle the smell of my dogs right now, specifically their paws. Like, they sit on the couch next to me and lick their paws, and my nausea just goes through the roof. I have so many triggers for my morning sickness right now, or my all-day sickness, as we've been talking about, and that's just one of them. I just, the poor little critters, like, I won't snuggle with them. I have to, like, put them off the couch right now, because I just...
They are very cute.
They are really
cute. But they are kind of stinky.
They're stinky.
They're kind of stinky. Like, mm-hmm. Chili was on my lap earlier, and he was breathing in my face, and it wasn't, like, the most pleasant thing I've ever smelled.
Yeah, his breath is bad, too. I would say that's probably in the BFN category this week.
Negatives, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable.
Yeah. What about you?
So I've got a BFP.
Yay!
And it's actually one you introduced me to.
Oh.
Which is diclegis.
Oh, nice.
Oh, which I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, as far as I know.
So diclegis, it's amazing. You know me, I pride myself in being very medically literate. Both my parents are doctors to start off with, so I feel like I have a lot of medical background. There's a lot of medical stuff floating around my world, but I had never heard of this prescription, diclegis, for morning sickness. I knew of Zofran, which is what a friend of mine who had hyperemesis gravidarium, is that how you say it? Basically, lots of puking, ending up in the ER because you're dehydrated. I think those are the people who lose 5 pounds.
Yeah, they don't eat anything.
Yeah, but then that's miserable. It's not worth the weight loss. So I knew you could take Zofran, which helps you stop puking. But I mean, my morning sickness, all day sickness, was not as bad as that.
And isn't that a higher class? Isn't that a class C? I think.
Like, I think it is.
Yeah. So it's not like the first go to.
Yeah, it's not your safest choice, right? So I thought I just had to sort of suffer in silence, or rather suffer in lots of loud complaining to my husband and to you and anyone who will listen. But then you told me about diclegis, and I talked to my friend who is also pregnant, our friend Carrie, you know Carrie, and she's a pharmacist. And she asked this, I think the same day she asked me if I had taken diclegis, and she actually told me something really interesting, which was that there's no evidence that it actually has, like, real effectiveness, that better than placebo, that is.
Interesting.
So women who take placebo and women who take diclegis in the studies have the same outcomes. But the thing is, she still recommended it to me because placebo is, like, a really strong effect.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm willing to, like... I love placebo effect. If it's placebo, I don't care. I want it to, like, I actually truly believe in placebo effect being, like, a good thing.
Uh-huh.
So I went and I had a doctor's appointment the next day. I asked for a prescription, got it, and I swear, whether it's my brain tricking my body into being better or whether it actually works, it is a miracle.
Good. I'm so happy.
Like, I'm still sick, but I don't feel dead,
if
that makes sense.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, it definitely worked for me. I took it through my first pregnancy with my daughter for the first trimester. And yeah, it was a lifesaver. Yeah, I haven't taken it really much this time because it makes me tired because it's one of the ingredients is the active ingredient in Unisom. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah, so it's vitamin B6 and Unisom.
That's basically what it is. You can make your own concoction.
You really can. Mm. Yeah, I mean, theoretically, it's a... extended release form of it.
Right.
Which is why they think they can charge so much money for it. And it is expensive. I mean, if you don't have it covered by your insurance, it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. My copay was $40. So maybe try the Unisom and B6 first.
Yeah. I did that for a little while.
Yeah. But it was a miracle. So yay. That's my BFP for the week.
BFP!
Yay. And that is the end of our very first episode.
That's right. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Be sure to check us out on Facebook at Big Fat Positive Podcast and on Instagram and Twitter at BFP Podcast. We also have a website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com. Hope to see you there. Thanks for listening.